That sound can only mean one thing. It is the Northern Sun Spotlight, and I'm Kevin Faulness, along with Nick Corner, Assistant Commissioner of the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference, and we're ready to kick the season off with another year of fantastic athletic endeavors by the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference. Welcome back, Nick. This is going to be awesome.
Oh, thanks, Kevin. It's great to be back. Year 18 of the NSIC Spotlight. You've been with us all 18 years. That just shows how tenured you are,
yeah.
We'll say.
Yeah, or how old I am.
Sure,
the gray hair really gives that away, but it isn't great for this type of medium where you can't really see it. But hard to believe that it has been 18 years, going back to the days of Butch Raymond and Mike Woodley,
yep.
paving the path here. And then you and I, you said it's been 6 years?
I think it's year six for us starting off. So, you know, we obviously have that rapport going back and forth that you can't build, you know, over 3 or 4 years. It's got to be 5 or 6 years to have just a smooth transition that we're going to have throughout the season.
Yeah, without a doubt. But it has been fun. It's when you think back of some of the things that have gone through these airwaves, talking about the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference, kind of blows your mind. Going back 18 years, listening to Butch and Mike talk about it, but then even you and I for the last 6 years, some of the athletes that have gone through here, some of the accomplishments of this conference, it's amazing to watch it build and grow right before our very eyes.
That's right. 21 team national championships, almost 80 individual national champions over those years, countless, conference tournaments and championships, all the student athletes that we go through. It's just been a great 25 plus years of the Northern Sun Conference, 18 of this show. And the best part, Kevin, I know for me and probably for you, I'm not going to speak for you, but I'm guessing it is talking to the student athletes. You sit behind a desk all these days, you watch the games, but you don't get that interaction. And every week you and I get to have a sit down talk with a student athlete in the league. So that really is the highlight of my week, is able to talk to the student athletes in person.
And I would hope that for the listeners out there, that's what they enjoy as well, because I think a good chunk of them go to the website and they see the media releases and in black and white what these kids have accomplished. I say kids, young people have accomplished on a week in and week out basis, but to hear it come from their ears, and especially the majority, I can't think of a bad egg that we've had on the show, but they're all just fantastic people that have these great life ambitions, and they're right at the very precipice of this career path, and what they're doing on the field is great, but all of them have these great ambitions, and it's so much fun to hear it come out of their mouth.
Yeah, future in front of all of them, obviously, you and I, our future's way, you know, we still have our
way
future, but, you know,
deal.
We're kind of in our
yeah.
center path, so it's got to be exciting for them. And then just the gratitude they show. Even this morning, I was texting Dalton, and he got back, you know, just so appreciative to be a guest on this show, so I'm excited to talk to him.
And speaking of Dalton, you're talking about Dalton Schmierczak, a Concordia linebacker from Concordia St. Paul. He's going to join us because we got football to talk about already, and I'm very excited to get into that and chat a little gridiron.
Yeah, we started the season last Thursday, had a couple of games, 3 games on Saturday, already making national attention. If you haven't seen it, most people probably have, but a huge kickoff return by Minot State up at UMD made SportsCenter's top 10. It was the top play there, the NCAA's top football player of the week. So we might, you think, a little teaser, we'll hear that play on Sounds of the Sun coming up here in a little bit. So there is that. Some great competitions, an upset on paper, according to the preseason poll. Concordia St. Paul had a big win. That's why we're going to be talking to Dalton. They knocked off the University of Sioux Falls on home last Thursday night. And then, obviously, a full slate of football coming up again this week, including the Thursday night football game of the week as UMary travels to Bemidji State.
So that's what's going on in football. We got volleyball, soccer, cross country, and golf to talk about as well. And we mentioned that Thursday night game. That's back again this season. I know that's been very popular. I assume it'll be very popular again this year.
Oh, for sure. A good matchup this week. UMary's head coach, Craig Begnell, was an assistant coach at Bemidji State for a few years before he got the head job there, so the teams are going to know each other, so that should be fun watching that game from the Chet up on the shores of Lake Bemidji on Thursday night at 7 p.m., and then a full slate of games coming up on Saturday as well.
And there should be plenty of great ways to watch. In years past now, we were able to do it with this over-the-top apps and whatnot, that Roku, Apple TV. Are you guys still supplying all that good stuff?
That is correct. You can go to northernsun.org/live on your laptop or mobile device to get to. So it was Stretch Internet. They merged with Presto Sports. So if I say Stretch or Presto, they're the same thing.
Same
but
thing.
Basically, they stream our streaming service, so a great partnership with them. They also have the over-the-top apps that we mentioned, Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire TV, and Android. Search NSIC, download the app, and you can watch all NSIC action live. And the best part, free. there at through those over-the-top apps.
If it's free, it's for me. Also free, the championship schedule for the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference is available for the 2019-2020 season. Where would I find that?
All right. First, you get your pen out and write these dates down or put it on your computer. But if you go to northernsun.org, click on the championships tab. There's a full schedule with the full listing of NCAA and NSIC championships. But just for this fall, to get those on your calendar, the NSIC Cross Country Championships is October 26th from Wayne, America. The Soccer Championships is November 13th through 17th. That will be on a campus determined by the regular season and the first round of the tournament. Football, the 54th Mineral Water Bowl is December 7th at Tiger Stadium down in Excelsior Springs, Missouri. And then big news this year, Kevin, the NSIC Volleyball Tournament. It used to be on campus. That will be played this year, November 22nd through the 24th. That's Friday through Sunday at the Sanford Pentagon in Sioux Falls. So we are already playing our basketball tournament there. You know the atmosphere. There's been a national championship played there. Concordia St. Paul won one there. Now we'll be crowning NSIC tournament champions at the Sanford Pentagon, November 22nd through the 24th in Sioux Falls.
I was going to say, it goes without saying, you guys really kind of enjoy this, Sioux Falls and the Sanford Pentagon, don't you?
That venue is perfect for our schools, our league. It's the media market is great down in Sioux Falls. The venue, it's small, intimate. You don't need a huge crowd to have a great atmosphere down there. But I do expect some great crowd to come to this volleyball tournament because it is one of the premier tournaments in the nation, as you'll see when we get into volleyball a little bit later about our team rankings.
Outstanding. Well, hopefully we've set the table not only for this season, but this show as well. We'll squeeze in that first break, and when we continue, we're going to talk some football. As mentioned, we're going to check in with Dalton Schmierczak, a junior linebacker from Concordia St. Paul. That's Nick Corner. I'm Kevin Faulness. This is the Northern Sun Spotlight.
The NSIC is home to 16 dynamic institutions whose student-athletes excel beyond the field of play. Becoming an NSIC corporate partner enhances the experience for all our student-athletes and gets your organization incredible exposure to students, alumni, families, customers, and future employees through digital marketing, social media, print ads, and in-game promotions. Visit northernsun.org/corporate to invest in NSIC student-athletes. The Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference is a nonprofit organization committed to the development of student-athletes on the field and in life.
In NCAA Division II, community engagement is an initiative at all 25 national championships because student-athletes want to give back while competing for a national title. Over the course of the year, Division II student-athletes have an opportunity to leave a lasting impression in local communities throughout the country. Whether Division II student-athletes are volunteering at hospitals, schools, after-school care programs, foster homes, or retirement villages, they make a difference in the lives of others. In Division II, we rise to the opportunity and make community engagement ours.
The Northern Sun Spotlight rolls forward. Kevin Faulness along with Nick Corner, Assistant Commissioner of the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference, and it's time to talk a little football. For that, we check in on the phone lines. We're going to Concordia St. Paul to check in with Dalton Schmierczak. How you doing, Dalton?
I'm doing good. Thank you guys for having me.
I hear the happiness in your voice. Things must be good at Concordia St. Paul these days.
Man, things are always good here at CST.
Hey, great to hear that, Dalton. Reason you are our guest, a little bit of a spoiler alert for the fans here, but obviously our defensive player of the week. You led Concordia St. Paul with 9 tackles last week. 1.5 of those were for loss. You forced a fumble. You had a fumble recovery, a pass breakup, a couple of quarterback hurries. Just all that in a 41-17 win over the University of Sioux Falls last Thursday night at Seafoam Stadium. Just give us a little recap of what happened in that game.
Yeah, just a hard-fought battle. I know we were looking forward to that game all year long because last year, I don't know if you're familiar, it was a heartbreak loss. We ended up similar this year. We were leading going into the half, and then all of a sudden things started falling apart in the second half, and we ended up losing it because of the defense on the last drive. We gave up a touchdown with 3 seconds left. So it was just a real heartbreaker last year, so we had a lot of motivation going into this year. And we were just ready for it. I mean, it was our Coach Gary day, our St. Paul day. Coach Gary was one of our coaches last year. He's been a coach around for 15 years, and he passed away in the spring. So we were honoring him in that game. So we had a lot of just momentum, a lot of reason to play, and we just came out hard, and it was a good fought game.
So now, a little history. You were 0-12 all-time Concordia St. Paul against Sioux Falls, so it must have been great to get that win. You improved to 8-0 all-time in home openers with Coach Currier at the helm. What is it about Seafoam Stadium, no place like foam, as it said on your website, that you know, gets you guys out and going that first game of the year?
Yeah, we just love having the fans out. It's always first game of the year, home game. Always a big deal here at Seafoam on campus. Always try to get the fans involved in some way, shape, or form. Like I said, this year it was St. Paul Day and Coach Gary Day. Last year it was Billy Brown Day, a former player who also passed away. So, I mean, we just love incorporating our history, our legacy, and the city we're in, St. Paul. So we just love getting the fans out and getting them excited.
Okay, we're talking to Dalton Schmierczak, a junior linebacker from Concordia St. Paul. I don't know if it's the same this year as it was last year, Dalton, so you can correct me if needed, but it says in 2018, not only were you a linebacker, but also the team's primary long snapper. How do those go hand-in-hand, and are you carrying that into this season?
Yeah, I'm not anymore. We actually brought in a long snapper who used to be a lineman at Mankato State, so he's taking that role over this year. But you know, it's a fun job. I mean, I did it all high school, carried it over into my college career. Actually, coaches didn't really know I was a long snapper. But when I got here freshman year, they had a couple tryouts, figured out, and they liked what they saw. And for the last 2 years, we carried it out. So it's a fun job.
All right. So obviously great defensive performance, holding Sioux Falls to 17 points. Talk about some of your teammates, and then obviously the offensive guys too, putting up 41 points in that game contest.
Yeah, obviously we had our D line played phenomenal. Our coach Lerf, one of the D line coaches, came up to me before the game. He said, "You guys do your thing. We're going to get the D line to stuff that old line and give you guys free roam." And they did exactly that. Chris Garrett, phenomenal athlete, probably one of the most blessed athletes I think I've ever seen. Just played a heck of a game. I think he had, I think he was second in tackles, and he also had like a 1.5 sacks. Kelly Pierce and TJ Jallo had phenomenal games in the D line, stuffing those interior guards and centers to keep me and my fellow linebacker, inside linebacker Jake Ports, free. And then on the offensive side, Max and Hutton had one heck of a game. I know he ripped his jersey. He's originally number 3. He ended up ripping his jersey early in the game. They switched him to 20, and he scored a bunch of points, so we're trying to get him to maybe switch over to number 20 permanently. We're still working on that one. But, you know, running back-wise, Cole Kirchhoff, actually, he played baseball his first 4 years, and he's only got one semester left, so he decided to come back to football. And that's a cool story because, I mean, he played first year back in football since his high school years, and he played one heck of a game, too. And our receiving core is really strong. Jabril Clewis, he's a transfer from Tulane, had one heck of a game, putting up big points. And Mike MJ Williams had one great catch in the end zone on the sideline. I think it was early in the second half or late in the first half. But yeah, it was just an all-around great performance.
Dalton, can I ask you a question that has nothing to do with football, but I want to talk about your home life. What was it like to feed your family growing up? I'm looking at your bio, and I see your dad was a linebacker at the University of Wisconsin. You got a brother that wrestled at Central Michigan, and you got another guy in the Navy. Those sound to me like the four of you are four big, hulking individuals. How do you keep food on the table in that house?
You know, I kind of get picked on a little bit. I think we kind of joke around how my older brother took my food, the one who wrestled at Central Michigan. He was a heavyweight, so he was going into second grade weighing over 100 pounds, and he was always a big boy.
Jeez.
And, yeah, they always joke around how he took my food at the dinner plate, so I always got the short end of the stick when it came to meals. But, yeah, we live on a little farm, a little hobby farm, small town Wisconsin, just outside of Green Bay. So, I mean, we always got meat on the table, and we love it. I mean, you don't get much better than that living in small-town Wisconsin. Yeah, I know. I love it.
Was it a friendly rivalry between you guys, or were you tooth and nail? I've got three young boys at home. I have no idea what they're going to be like when they get to be in high school and above. But did you guys kind of push each other? Was there a rivalry there, or did you just have fun?
Oh, yeah. There's always a rivalry when you got brothers going involved. It was kind of different, though, because, like I said, my oldest brother, who's in the Navy, he was, I think, 8 years older than me.
Okay.
My older brother, who wrestled Central Michigan, is 4 years older than me, but he was a heavyweight. He was always bigger than me, but you know what? I was always the scrappy one in the family. there's a story about one time my brothers were picking on me one day, one summer day when they're playing football. They're kind of playing monkey in the middle, and I was the monkey in the middle. I stormed off, grabbed a garden hose, came back and whipped my brother right in the back, and he didn't see it.
Oh, my
goodness. I always had that little edge to me. So, you know, there's always competition, getting scrappy with the brothers, wrestling around, and yeah.
Well, now, saying that, we'll talk about your good attributes here, too, as well. You're a very good student, a 4.0 in high school, obviously an all-academic team member last year. You're a major in exercise science and a minor in biology still, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, so at Concordia St. Paul, you're a junior. You got a lot of your career ahead of you still, but what are your thoughts post-CSP? What's your plans for life?
Yeah, I plan on going into physical therapy. Hoping to go to grad school back at the University of Wisconsin, or else, I mean, wherever it will take me. I know the University of Minnesota here has got a really good program. Even CSP is starting one up. So, I mean, doesn't really matter where I go, but I just plan on going to physical therapy and living all my life that way.
All right. I'm guessing I know the answer to this question, but who's going to win Sunday? Vikings, Packers.
Oh. Go Pack, go, baby.
Come on.
All day,
come on. You're in St. Paul. You can't say that. Even if you feel that way, you got to bury those emotions, Dalton.
No chance, man.
Yeah,
I get every chance. I mean, last 2 years, it's been rough. I know the Vikings have been winning the rivalry, but every
time
I spark a fire on some Vikings fans.
I bet you do. Hey, Dalton, I tell you what, I'm not going to bug you about your Packers, and I'm definitely not playing monkey in the middle with you. Congratulations on a great start to the season, and good luck this year.
Yeah, thank you guys very much for having me.
All right, there you go. Dalton Schmierczak, a junior linebacker at Concordia St. Paul. Exhibit A, what we were talking about in the opening segment, getting inside the brains of these young students. You read on, and again, spoiler alert about the athlete of the week, you read the stat line and all that stuff, that's all fine and good, but to hear his story from his mouth, awesome.
Yeah, that's the best part of the show. We tag it the voice of the student athletes. So just another great interview. I'm excited to go back and tell everybody in the office what a great interview it was and get this up on the internet so everyone can start listening to it. And then you can listen to it in the stations around the region coming up this week as well.
And speaking of stations around the region, we've got the Sounds of the Sun coming up here in a second. But let's get our results from week one. Give us kind of an idea of what went down, including a nice 41-17 win for Concordia St. Paul and Dalton Schmierczak over Sioux Falls.
That's right. That was kicked off Thursday night. You also had Bemidji State, a 33-7 winner at Northern State. St. Cloud State rolled you Mary 35-12. Minnesota Duluth, 52-7 over Minot State. And you had Minnesota State University Moorhead, a 44-20 winner at Minnesota Crookston. That was your Thursday night Midco game of the week. On Saturday, you had Augie rolling Upper Iowa 52-0. Winona State won 37-20 over Wayne State, and it was Minnesota State 38, Southwest Minnesota State 23.
All right, so that takes care of week one. As I look at the standings, I would have to guess half the teams are 1-0, half the teams are 0-1.
Math.
How's that?
You're good at math. Yes, that is right. You heard the winners there, so we'll get more into standings as we get deeper into the season.
Very good. As athletes of the week coming up right around the corner, but first we bring you what we like to call
Sounds of the Sun.
Aaron Wright will take this out from the 1 yard line. He fakes the handoff, will trickery Aaron Wright across the 20. Now pass Ortiz on Aaron Wright. He's going to work his way down to the 35, 30, 20, 10, and into the end zone is Aaron Wright. The third season that Aaron Wright has been able to get a kickoff return for a touchdown unofficially, about 99 or 100 yards. Shotgun formation, second and goal from the Wildcat 7. Owen Burke looking to pass it up the middle. He's wrapped up and taken down. Colby Foster sheds a block in front of him, and Foster will bring down Burke for a sack. Down 23-0 to start the fourth. You need six right here. McCann rolls near sideline. Now looks back to the left. Nobody there. Now throws it to the back of the end zone. It's up. It's down. Is it caught for the Wildcats? It is. Touchdown, Torian Grady.
Second down and 7 officially. Scott floats it near side looking for Mudd. It's in the air. He makes the catch. Touchdown, Golden Eagles. 19-yard pitch and catch from Jalen Scott to Jonathan Mudd, and the Golden Eagles strike for the first time this season. Play action near side. Shedrick left alone. Wyatt Shedrick down the sideline. 5-4-3-2-1. Touchdown, Minnesota Crookston. Third and goal from the four. Robbins brings a man in motion to his left. Drops to throw. Again, the fade route far side. Mudd. This time he has both feet in. Touchdown, Minnesota Crookston. Jonathan Mudd with a second touchdown catch of the night.
Into the win. Alt out of the shotgun, takes the snap, rolls towards the right, sets up a screen pass, throws, middle of the field, it's caught! Touchdown, Bemidji State! Alt out of the shotgun, sends Jacob Anderson in motion, right to left. Hand off to Jalen Fry with speed, lunges the ball across, he's in, a touchdown! Alt looks to pass, quick square out, ball is caught, ball is into the end zone, a touchdown! Touchdown, Malik Williams. And Bemidji State goes up 19-0.
Bulldogs, Cameron Hausman kicking for UMD. Back deep. Minot at fumble. Fumble back into the end zone. They're going to try and get it out. Is this a safety? Oh, no, here they come the other way. Wow, Minot State. Out to the 30, look at him go. Kerrigan, midfield, Kerrigan to the 30. He's at the 25, 10, 5. This is about a 104-yard touchdown if it stands. Kerrigan dropped the ball, went back to get it, and that might be about a 104-yard return. I don't see any flags.
That's incredible. How about that? The play of the year in week one. That's not a bad way to start things off, Nick.
No, an exciting play up there in Duluth. That did make it a 15-7 game, so it was a huge play in the game, although Minnesota Duluth did go on to roll in that one 52-7. But again, top center or Sports Center top play on Thursday night, NCAA play of the week in Division II. So we'll hear a little bit more about Corey here in a second because that was a huge play, and he had a good game overall at returning kicks.
All kinds of spoiler alerts. Now you know the defensive player of the week. You know the special teams player of the week. Let's get the offensive player of the week, though. We don't know who that is.
Nate Gunn from Minnesota State University Mankato. He rushed 31 times for 242 yards and three touchdowns in a 38-23 win at Southwest Minnesota State. Surpassed 200 rushing yards for the third time in his career. Looking for big things out of Nate Gunn down in Mankato this coming year. You already heard Dalton Schmierczak, your defensive player of the week, and Corey Kerrigan of Minot State had 192 kickoff return yards, including that 100-yard return for a touchdown that made SportsCenter top 10. His touchdown return, as we mentioned, was top play for NCAA as well. So congratulations to your players of the week in football for week one.
Pretty cool. So we got a busy and action-packed week two schedule. We know Dalton Schmierczak and his group are going to be in action as well. Give us kind of an update of what's going on this week.
All right. This Thursday night, go to your Roku or over-the-top apps and tune in Thursday night at 7 p.m. for UMary at Bemidji State, your NSIC Thursday night football game of the week. Then on Saturday, we start at 1 o'clock. We got Winona State at Sioux Falls. Northern State is at Minot State. At 6 p.m., we have Southwest Minnesota State at Wayne State, Crookston at St. Cloud State, Augustana at Minnesota State. That should be a really good game. Minnesota Duluth at MSU Moorhead. That will be a good one as well in the North Division. And then Concordia St. Paul is at Upper Iowa to wrap up the weekend schedule.
A lot of action in football in the Northern Sun. You want information on the results, the schedule, the players of the week, the standings, any of that good stuff, go to northernsun.org. We got to squeeze in a break, and then when we continue, we got to cram in a whole lot of other action before we wrap things up in week one on the Northern Sun Spotlight.
Being a champion takes more than skill, more than endless drills, more than using your head. Being a champion takes the heart to give it your all, the agility to thrive from any angle, and the relentless drive to be the best. Welcome to Division II, where the pursuit is yours to create. And the question isn't, can you do it? It's, will you?
In NCAA Division II, community engagement is an initiative at all 25 national championships because student-athletes want to give back while competing for a national title. Over the course of the year, Division II student-athletes have an opportunity to leave a lasting impression in local communities throughout the country. Whether Division II student-athletes are volunteering at hospitals, schools, after-school care programs, foster homes, or retirement villages, they make a difference in the lives of others. In Division II, we rise to the opportunity and make community engagement ours.
All right. right, Nick, we got about 5 minutes to cram in everything else that's going on in the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference that isn't football related. Let's start right off with volleyball and get our players of the week on that court.
All right, it was Laura Schneider from Northern State University, product of Ham Lake, Minnesota, earned tournament MVP honors after four wins out at the Ore Digger Classic in Colorado, led the tournament in kills at 4.23 kills per set, 55 on the week. Defensive player of the week, Clara Krentz from St. Cloud State out of Oakdale, Minnesota, went to North St. Paul High School, helped St. Cloud State open the season a perfect 4-0 at the Desert Garden Inn Classic hosted by Dixie State. She averaged an NSIC leading 7.31 digs per set thanks to 95 total digs on the weekend. And your setter of the week is Ashley Rozelle. Warner, South Dakota, plays at Northern State, paced Northern State offense with a 351 hitting percentage with 170 assists as the Wolves started the season 4-0.
Busy week, of course, in volleyball. You got any key matchups coming up in week two?
All right, so we have the Colorado Premier Challenge going out in Denver. So watch Southwest Minnesota State and Concordia St. Paul out there. Huge slate of action, about 32 games on Friday and Saturday. Too many to go through at one time. But you can go to our website, northernsun.org, and get that entire schedule there. Also, the standings, you got 2, 4, 6, 8 teams that started 4-0. You got another 2, 4, 5 that went 3-1 in volleyball this last weekend. So, and another weekend of volleyball non-conference action before we get into the conference season here coming up in a couple of weeks.
Volleyball has always been the premier endeavor in the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference. I assume that's nothing different this year?
Yeah, nothing different. We have, Northern State 7 in the nation. Wayne State got ranked 22 this week. Duluth is number 6. Southwest is number 15. Concordia St. Paul number 10. And then you got Sioux Falls, St. Cloud, Upper Iowa, and Winona State all receiving votes. So it's everyone in our league is basically getting some national attention already early in the season.
Much like football, volleyball, you can find all that information at northernsun.org. You can also find information about soccer. We got 1 week in the books when it comes to soccer in the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference. Let's get the players of the week in soccer.
All right. On offense, it was Bryn Dyson from Minnesota State. She's out of Appleton, Wisconsin. Had a team-high 5 points with a goal and 3 assists in a 6-0 win against Missouri Southern as the Mavericks start the season off 1-0. Your defensive player of the week is Taylor Keneally of Minnesota State, was part of a backline that helped Minnesota State earn that 6-0 victory, limited Missouri Southern to 8 total shots, only 4 being on net. And your goalkeeper of the week, Kaylee Sadatchek of MSU Moorhead, recorded a shutout in 110 minutes of action in a 0-0 tie with Nebraska Kearney. She had 9 saves in that match, faced 8 corner kicks, as the Dragons are off to a 1-0-1 start up in Moorhead.
Congrats to our goalkeeper of the week and our players of the week in soccer in the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference. They're headed off into week two, and it looks like another busy weekend schedule.
Yeah, the big matches coming up this weekend are Friday and Saturday in Mankato. You have number 1 Grand Valley State versus number 18 Bemidji State on Saturday, Friday at 1 p.m. Then you got number 4 Central Missouri versus number 25 Minnesota State at 4 p.m. And then those teams switch on Sunday. Central Missouri versus Bemidji at 11 and Grand Valley State at Minnesota State. So 4 top 25 teams squaring off down in Mankato this weekend.
All right, and let's put a cap on this first show by talking a little cross country. Let's get our men's athletes of the week.
All right, we've heard this name. We've talked to this person, Mason Phillips. Senior out of Bailey, Colorado, runs for Sioux Falls. He was the preseason men's athlete of the year, and he won the Augustana Twilight with a clocking of 18 minutes, 55 seconds in a 4-mile course. So congratulations to Mason. The women's cross-country athlete of the week was Ida Nordevall of University of Mary. She was the preseason athlete of the year, and she won the Randy Smith 4K by nearly 1 minute with a clocking of 13 minutes, 22 seconds. She ran a mile pace of 5 minutes, 22 seconds. She was also named the United States Track and Field Cross Country Coaches Association National Athlete of the Week.
I don't know that we could have crammed any more information into a single show, but I bet we'll try and do it again next week.
We will do it again next week and the week after. But hey, one thing I want to follow up on the student athletes. After the call was done, Dalton texted me and said, hey, thank you guys for having me on. Have to, but he did. So it just kind of shows the type of person he is, even though he's a Bear fan. What a great guy. And looking for big things from Dalton Schmierczak the rest of the season at Concordia St. Paul.
He's in St. Paul, so maybe we can sway him. Maybe the Vikings will take. Yeah, I know. There's no change in those Packers. But overall, a very good kid. Great to talk to him. And just one example of
some of the conversations we try to bring you throughout the course of a season in the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference, so maybe we'll try and do it again next week. Nick, it's like riding a bike. This was a piece of cake, a lot of fun, and always great to catch up with you. Thanks for coming in.
Well, thanks. Thought the show went great, and excited for next week already.
That's Nick Corner. I'm Kevin Faulness. Yes, we will be back again next week with the Northern Sun Spotlight, so check us out there. Also, go to northernsun.org. For Nick, I'm Kevin Faulness. Enjoy your day.